Yeah, I'm not a big fan of natural plants, especially if they're inside my house. I don't really want to be responsible for caring for a thing that absolutely cannot care for itself at all in any possible way by design. So, fully acknowledging that there are, plant lovers and, like they call them nowadays, plant moms and plant dads, I get your drift. But I can't really jump on the same boat as you. I'm given a choice. I don't want to kill anything, right? I'm not a killer. Don't want to kill anything. Unless, of course, it's killing for the purpose of cooking food. Because even vegetarians kill and cut vegetables. So, other than that purpose, I would rather not kill things just from sloppiness. You know what I mean? Like, you have to feed it and water it and keep it in like natural sunlight, however, not too much sunlight, the right temperature in the right moisture. So much thinking. I really do like living things to be kind of self-sufficient and independent. So I definitely not voluntarily go and get something that require for me to spend a lot of time on it. This is how some things click for some people and some things don't click for some people. It's based on past success. And my success on looking after natural plants have been very, very poor. As with anything, I thought I'll give a try with something that's low maintenance, like cactus. So I went out and bought some cactus and I kept it out in the balcony thinking that it'll be natural habitat enough and I don't have to remember to water it. It'll get sunlight, whatever amount of sunlight my balcony gets, and it'll thrive because cactuses are known to be self-sufficient kind of plants. Well, guess what? After like 1 or 2 months, not even that, it started to look like they were about to die pretty soon after I acquired them. And from there onwards, I absolutely had no idea what to do. Do you water the cactus? The cactus is not supposed to be watered too much. Sometimes maybe I watered it a little bit extra, thinking that's what plants need, but then maybe that's not what they needed. And eventually, long story short, the cactus died. So it was like a lot of failing in slow motion and taking out a living thing in the process. Before Netflix and all that, there used to be these TV series that you can only watch for half an hour once a week and you don't know what the whole thing will end up being. That was my experience with gardening. Having said that, I think I need to mention that recently I have learned how to sprout some seeds, and that too because of this contraption I found on Amazon. It's kind of related to this point, so I am going to leave that out there as a humble brag.
So I knew that this is not something that's a easy kind of a skill to acquire. And I had no real experience or knowledge in it as a baseline either. So when I decided that it's not my strong suit, I did not try and make this a part of my life. For example, I did see in many households like that they bring in indoor plants and they look quite nice. I avoided that for a long time because plants kind of take up space. And after putting in all the required furniture, there generally didn't seem to be a lot of place for fake plants. So I avoided that for a long time. But after a point, I thought, okay, I've tried out various types of feel-good aspects around the house and maybe let's give plants another go. Definitely did not want to go with natural plants and did not really want to spend a lot of time thinking about it either. So I decided to try out fake plants. Now, a lot of fake plants absolutely look fake. They look like plastic and they look weird. In my first tryouts, I got a few of those. I did not quite know what I was looking for, so I did get some plastic plants that looked exactly like plastic. And they got dusty and dirty and they looked quite horrible after a while. So even after being plastic, they required maintenance and that was the thing that I wanted to avoid anyways. After a lot of thinking and kind of browsing shops, etc., I decided on these green, just green leaves kind of plants that don't really even pretend to have fruits and flowers. They're just leaves. And I think I've hit on something here because you don't have to clean these leafy plants so much because they're kind of naturally dark and the dust doesn't show on it, whereas any kind of flowery look, the dust catches on them right away. You know, the colors of flowers and fruits are like red, yellow, white, etc. The dust really shows on them, whereas green is such a color that the dust is actually not so visible. Also, I think it's the leafy plants, they're a little bit easier for plastic plant makers to make look more natural. Yeah, like flowers really show up as plastic if they're plastic, whereas leaves, because natural leaves are also a little bit like plasticky in texture, etc. So it's a bit easier to make fake green leaves look like actual leaves. So in the end, I have tried out a few green leafy indoor plants. The other thing I love about these green leafy indoor plants and any kind of fake plants is that they don't attract insects. And I love that because I don't really want insects. Like, that's just another layer of complexity to this whole problem that I do not want. I do kind of have to make conscious effort to keep insects out of the house. So I'm glad that plastic plants don't attract insects. And I think the reason that they kind of give a good look to the place is because they have a way of making it feel like people care, even though it is plastic and no care has gone into it. But it kind of gives the vibe of a care. Like, that's actually why plants as a decoration works, because they kind of give that feeling. Anything else looks like it's been bought off the shop and put on a shelf. Only plants give a feel of as if somebody took time and effort to care. So even though it's not real, they did not require care, that vibe is a nice vibe. It's a different vibe. And I know they are not really saving the environment in any way, but given a choice, in fact, I had a choice and I have tried out a few things and I've settled on this choice that plastic green leafy small plants are all right for indoor decoration. That's my spill for today. Talk again next time. Bye.